Yes.
Hey guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you haven't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And we welcome you back to another wonderful rendition of the Music List Podcast. Wow. And we... The one thing I'm Ben, and with me are my sisters, Heather and Beth, and we're siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. And I would say that all three of us consider ourselves to be patriots. We love this country, by golly, and we hope everyone had a wonderful July 4th weekend. We hope you celebrated with hot dogs and fireworks.
Back it up, Terry. Oh, great. One of the greatest YouTube videos.
And we just hope that you love America as much as we do. And if you live overseas, we hope you love your own country as much as we love America.
Unless your country not as good.
We hope you love your country as much as we love America. Because... I know nationalism kind of is a bad word in a lot of places, but you should take pride from where you're from, I think.
Unless your country sucks.
That's not good for marketing.
I'm not naming any name.
Looking at you, Iran. Oh, God. I've looked. We don't have a great demographic in there.
All our listeners in Iran.
The two people in Tehran are like, oh, that's the last time we'll listen to them.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, we thought that we would do, in honor of Independence Day, which was, about 6 days ago?
Yeah.
We thought we would do the best of red, white, and blue. Because that's our flag.
You're really counting on that international listener fan base.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little different. We had to set some more ground rules, some different ground rules for this one. The way we normally do this is we have three rounds. There's three picks in a round, a total of nine. That will not change. However, each one of us in those three rounds have to draft one song with white in the title, one song with red in the title, one song with blue in the title. Not in that necessary order. Like, you could pick blue in the first round or red in the first round or whatever. And so by the end of it, we will all have one red, white, and blue song for a total of nine songs. And then we're going to have to cut that down to five songs. And the rules that we have set in place is that we must have at least one song of each color in the top five. And no more than two of any color in the top five. So one of those four colors is going to get left out in the cold and only have one. That's why that's going to work. So those are the ground. And that's a little different than anything we've done before. So it's kind of new. Be interesting how this plays out. The draft order is Beth, then Heather, then me. And then we'll snake draft it. So that means I pick first in the second round. Beth would draft last. And then Beth will draft first in the third round. Then I'll draft last. So again, to be clear, the songs do not have to be patriotic. They just have to list one of
that's good.
The colors.
Yeah.
All right. So without any more waiting and keeping you guys hanging on.
Did you not say adieu? Because
do you want me to say
the adieu? It,
because that's a French word.
And we're, okay.
That's a French word.
I was following. I was like, he's not going to say it.
And we speak American here.
Oh. But they also have a red, white,
and
blue flag.
In case anyone, I know we speak English. It was a patriotic joke. So without further waiting, which is probably a synonym for adieu, Beth, what you going to lead us off with today?
Okay. I'm going to start us off.
Or should I go around the table and ask what we love about America?
No.
Well, you can't ask, what were you looking for in your songs? Well, it was the head white and title.
Yeah.
I don't. Now I'm confused. Are we talking to
No, go ahead.
Are we talking about this great nation? Or are we talking about... We're talking about our songs.
Next year, song about eagles.
Songs.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
We've already done an Eagles episode.
We have done, but we
do it again.
Are there enough songs about Eagles?
Just no,
I don't know. Think so.
Gotta fly like an eagle.
That's the only one I can. We'll put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first pick of the first round is my blues song. We're starting off with a bang, fast paced, "Devil with the Blue Dress On." It's got a fast pace, danceable rhythm, the essence of 1960s rock and roll. I like this version that's a medley with "Good Golly Miss Molly." So I like the way this "The Devil with the Blue Dress" part sounds better than the other one. The other one's a little too polished. This one's a little bit more crazy. So it has a prominent bass line, energetic drums and guitars, piano, saxophone. Combines elements of rhythm and blues with rock. It's a classic rock staple. You always hear it on the oldie stations. Still pretty widely known. It's a Malvern High School band
staple.
It is. Yeah. That I can, like, in my mind visualize the cheerleader dance that goes with it, because it's just like they've had the same dance that goes with that since, I don't know, probably at least since you were in high school.
They've done Heather,
I don't remember.
Land of a Thousand Dances is another one they've been doing for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There are a few. They've still got the exact same choreography.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we update it. But anyway, so... but I'm not the cheer coach. So, let's see. Where was I in my notes? Oh, it's got a playful tone, party atmosphere. Everybody is dancing and enjoying the presence of this mysterious woman with her blue dress on and all her interesting accoutrements.
What? Did you say accoutrements?
Accoutrements. We're bringing the French in whether you like it or not.
Okay, I've got, what is,
you don't,
what does that mean?
It's like extra stuff.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not wrong.
What do you mean, just like extra, like stuff in a purse?
Yeah. So, like, additional items. That, I don't know, like, a good definition for it. But that's like, when people say, it's like,
I mean, it's literally additional items of dress or equipment.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay. Or other items carried or worn by a person or used for a particular
As in high heel shoes and her alligator hat, pearls, diamond ring.
Bracelets on her fingers.
Which in addition to the blue dress.
Baubles.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. B-A-U-B-L-E-S. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know where I learned that word?
No.
The highwayman.
Okay. See? Not only do we have a good time here, it's educational.
We learn vocabulary.
We do.
And this song also kind of special to us because As Is played.
Yeah, sentimental favorite.
So our dad was in a band called As Is. And they oftentimes, and this is not just us saying this. This is the general consensus among people that heard As Is frequently thought that they did them better than the recording a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I think this was one where they may have outshined the recording.
Yep, agree.
Good selection. And fit the blue rule. Very well done. Very well done. Oh, Heather.
You. Okay, I'm gonna bring the mood down just a little bit. This is my Red song. From 1990. From the classic album Cherry Pie.
I know what it is.
It is I Saw Red.
Oh, it must be magic how inside your eyes I see my destiny. Every time we kiss, I feel you breathe your love so deep inside of me. Stars should fall, they'd be easy to replace. I would lift you up to heaven, and you would take their place. When I saw them, when I opened up the door, I saw them. My heart just spilled onto the floor, and I didn't need to see his face. I saw yours, I saw red when I closed the door. I don't think I'm gonna love you anymore.
Alright, so this reached number 10 on the Hot 100. It's described as a power ballad, and that certainly fits, but the lyrics are actually really good. He talks about how in her eyes, he sees his destiny. And then when he gets, it's all about the things he saw. And so when he gets to the chorus, it's I saw red. I saw red. My heart spilled onto the floor and I didn't need to see his face. I saw yours. I saw red. And then I closed the door. And then I just think that, and I don't think I'm going to love you anymore. It's just so freaking sad.
It is really sad.
It's so sad. You know, I mean, it's not that he got angry. I mean, he did. I mean, obviously, I saw red means he got angry. But, you know, he didn't go in there and just lay waste to anything. He just closed the door and I don't think I'm going to love you anymore. And it's what? Why are you laughing?
It reminds me of another song.
What? I already know what you stop. Did you hear a squeaky sound?
Yeah.
It's a very similar scenario.
Well, it doesn't really end up the same way, though.
You're contagious. Touch me, baby.
Gosh, that's such a good song.
Woo! I love that. Gosh, I still love it. I'm going to go listen to some Isley Brothers when we get done.
But right now, we're talking about Warren. So... this is my favorite Warren song.
Oh,
and really? Yes. And that's a tall, I mean, that's a
good Warren song.
I know.
Like Uncle Tom's Cabin is fantastic.
I know. It was written after Janie Lane literally walked in on his girlfriend and his best friend. And
his best friend?
Yes. And resulting...
Nah, we're fighting.
resulting we're fighting. In his nervous breakdown to the point that it delayed their first record, Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinking Rich. He went down so low that it caused the delay of the first record. So, it's just...
Nah, we're fighting. I'm sorry. Somebody getting hurt. It might be me. Like, I mean, I may be the one. Somebody's going to the hospital. It may be me. It may be me. I haven't fought in a long time. I may not have it anymore. I mean, just be real. I'm going to be real. But, I mean, I would not be able to maintain my composure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't just shut the door.
Well, I mean,
that's the one thing I've not liked about the song. I'm like, dude, you're just going to shut the door?
Well, I think that is like, I think that's what is the most heartbreaking part of the whole song is that he just like, it just broke him so much.
I'll be breaking songs.
That, and for me, the whole, and I don't think I'm going to love you anymore is just it. Like, you're just so broken, you don't even know what to do. And I love me a good sad song. Mm-hmm. And this is extremely sad. I think the melody's beautiful. I think it's top notch as far as power ballads go. And like I say, I know that's a bold statement, but it is my favorite Warrant song. So I saw red.
So we have a blue song and a red song. I feel like we should round this out with a white song going all the way back to 1968. Wheels of Fire album, one of the best psychedelic rock songs ever recorded.
It's easy for you to say.
White Room.
Oh,
yep. It's a good one.
Tired, starving. I'll sleep in this place with the lonely crowd.
Think about it. Boom. Rolling Stone currently has this ranked inside their 500 greatest songs of all time list. What does this song mean? I don't think anybody really knows. Most people who comment on the lyric thinks that it's supposed to be sad. Okay. The imagery, short, choppy lines are kind of what I imagine a bad acid trip to be like. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I don't know because I've never used illegal drugs. A little bit of a square, I guess. What I do know is that Clapton and that wah pedal are freaking amazing. Incredible. Guitar World ranked White Room solo as the number two best wah solo of all time. Clapton is heavily, heavily influenced by bluesy rock, and his bluesy motifs and solos that he somehow manages to seamlessly merge into this acid psychedelic rock that Cream is so known for. The strength of this one song elevated the Wheels of Fire album to be the first ever double album to reach platinum status, which is an interesting statistic because, I mean, it's not like double albums were incredibly rare by the time we get to the 60s, but for it to be the first one to hit platinum, and this and Crossroads were the only singles on the double album, so there's there's that. And it wrote the album itself rose all the way to number one on the charts. And so here's an interesting story about this particular song. This song was heavily influenced by Jimi Hendrix's music. They make no bones about that. They said that they were trying to write a Jimi Hendrix-like song. Hendrix just happened to be in the recording studio when they were recording this song, and he loved it, and he was talking to the Cream lead singer Jack Bruce and said, "Man, I wish I could write a song like that." And Bruce told Hendrix, "All of this comes from you, dude." White Room is one of my absolute favorite songs. I mean, the vocals, it's Clapton at maybe his best, you know, which is saying something because he's got just a long list of amazing guitar solos, and this may be the best one. I don't know. I mean, there's probably 10 that if you said this is Clapton's best guitar solo, some people say, well, okay, I can see where you come with that because he's got that many great ones. But that is my White song, White Room by Cream. I get to choose again. I'm going to go with a blues song this time. And I'm going to pick, we'll go with Blues Man by Hank Williams Jr.
So I started drinking, took things that messed up my thinking. I was sure sinking when you came along. I was alone in the hot light, not too much left inside. But she changed all that in one night when she sang me this song. Hey, baby, I love you. Hey, baby, I need you. Hey, baby, you ain't got to prove to me you're some kind of macho.
Obviously, Hank has quite the reputation as being one of the bad boys of country music, and that reputation is well earned, no doubt. But Blues Man kind of takes the opportunity to reflect on all of those things that he is responsible for, but it reflects on it in a meaningful way, talks about the mistakes, and it kind of gives some context as to why he did those things, whether it's the pills, whether it's the drinking, whether it's no showing concerts. And then ultimately, he uses that to talk about all of the mistakes that he made to make it a song of gratitude to the woman who helped pull him out of that rut and onto a path of what was going to be a path of absolute destruction. And so he uses all of his success in a way to kind of point back to this lady that was giving him support. It's really a beautiful song and a softer side of Hank that we don't see very often. And the songs like this, sometimes they get lost with all the songs about partying and drinking and rednecking and revenge and all those things that he's really known for. And it's one of those songs that if it weren't for Alan Jackson, a lot of people may not know, because a lot of people know the Alan Jackson version of the song, which kind of reinvigorated this version. He's one of those that if you really dig deep into his catalog, he's one that there really are a bunch of great songs in the catalog that a lot of people don't know. Not just the songs that people sing at karaoke bars and parties, but if you go through and listen to his albums, there are some absolute gems that were never released for singles. Another thing that I don't think he gets enough credit for is his guitar playing. He's a daggum good guitar player. Very creative. He'll go places melodically with the guitar that you do not anticipate him going. He's very creative. Got a trick up his sleeve all the time. And he does that multiple times in this song. He doesn't like chicken pick in this song. He's certainly capable of that. But he uses that creativity to go places where you don't anticipate him to go. Uses a lot of key changes, unconventional slides and progressions to make what seems like a pretty easy song actually a much more complex musical composition than you might expect. And then the vocal itself is, you can tell it's sincere, it's emotional. And one thing about Hank is you believe every word that man says. You know, whether it's I'm drinking and I'm getting drunk, yep, I believe you, Hank. Whether it's I'm going to kill this man who killed my son and got away with it and I got rights, yep, I believe you, Hank. Country boy can't survive, I believe you.
Yeah.
And the song about being a blues man and being supportive of the woman that pulled him out of almost certain self-destruction, I believe that too. So that's my blues song, Blues Man, by Hank Williams Jr.
It's a good song.
And now we go to the second pick of the second round, Heather.
I also have a blues song, and it is from 1977, Blue Bayou by Linda Ronstadt.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Save a nickel, save a dime. The sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Originally, this was written and recorded by Roy Orbison. For Ronstadt, it reached number 3 on the Hot 100, number 2 on the country charts, and 3 on Easy Listening. So it was a definite crossover hit. Don Henley sang backups on this. Of course, Linda Ronstadt being very close friends with the Eagles. It was nominated for Record of the Year and Female Pop Vocal Performance. She also performed it on The Muppet Show, and I remember that. I used to, that's the mark of, you know, for a kid. You know, in 1977, I was a little kid. And I remember this song because Mom and Dad had a friend, and I just remember I thought she was just the most beautiful. I thought she was just so pretty. And she would, a lot of their friends didn't have kids yet. And so she would come pick me up sometimes or, you know, take me somewhere. And I just remember her riding with her in her car and her singing this song. I don't know why. It's just one of those weird memories, and I just thought she was so pretty, and I thought this song was so pretty. I've always loved the song. I did not know until recently that it was originally a Roy Orbison song. But
I can definitely
it was a hit for him.
Yeah.
And I have two fun facts.
Oh. It's time for some fun facts. Fun facts. America.
Okay. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Okay, Orbison was inspired to write it on a road trip, actually, from Arkansas to Texas.
Oh.
That is fun.
That is fun.
Go but, Arkansas.
Yeah. So now it has a little more special meaning. And you're a baseball guy, so... Do you know what a Linda Ronstadt is in baseball?
What a Linda Ronstadt is in baseball?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It is a synonym for a fastball, a pitch that blew by you.
Oh. Okay, that's clever.
Yeah. The thing that I love the most about this song is, of course, Linda Ronstadt has one of the most beautiful... powerful, or did have one of the most powerful voices in rock and pop music. And there's an amazing documentary, if you get a chance to watch. I think it's on Netflix or maybe Prime, about her career. And I think she might have Parkinson's.
I think that's right.
And she is unable... to sing like she used to, and but her voice has always been so clear in every area of her, you know, every register she has. So she starts out in her low register and it's so round and it's so mellow, and then on the chorus she changes to her belt and it's just clear as a bell, powerful. And then at the very end, she goes up into that falsetto, that last note. It's just clear and sparkly and perfect. And so she absolutely deserved that Grammy for female pop vocal performance. And it's a classic, Blue Bayou, for your consideration.
Nice. All right. My second pick is going to be my white song. And it's Black or White by Michael Jackson.
No.
So this is the fastest U.S. chart topper since Get Back by the Beatles. It spent 7 weeks at number one. Epic Records described it as a rock and roll dance song about racial harmony. So not only is it a great song, it has a good message. And, you know, in our country, we have struggled with this thing, and Michael Jackson is here to say it don't matter if you're black or white. You could be my baby.
Dangly out the window or the balcony.
Oh, listen, we all have flaws. So he was the first artist to have multiple number one hits with this song. He became the first artist to have multiple number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100 in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. The song went number one in at least 20 countries. I have a fun fact.
Okay.
It's time for a fun fact. Fun fact.
Ow!
So they worked on this song for 18 months, workshopping it, putting all, you know, but Michael's initial scratch vocal is the vocal that you hear on the final
That was never changed.
His scratch?
That is his scratch vocal.
Dang.
Yeah. He's ridiculous. Yeah. So the main riff, the rhythm, the drum part, and also what he wanted the guitar solo to sound like, that's all. He sang that to them and was like, this is what I want it to sound like. Like, he just has these things in his head. And if you watch the This Is It documentary that came out in 2009, it follows them on tour, and you can see him work and see him try to communicate with people and just how much of a genius he really was and a visionary. I already loved Michael Jackson, but like, you get a deeper appreciation of him as of his mind, not just like, oh, I'm a performer and that's, but as a musician, I think you can see kind of the depth of what he was working with. Entertainment Weekly said MJ knows how to fashion a hook that will take up permanent residence in your brain. Mm-hmm. And I think with this song, that is definitely what you get, because it seems so easy, but like, there are layers that you can listen to and depth that you get listening to it over and over. But on its surface, it's just that feel good pop, you know, message and hook. So Black or White, that's my white song.
One of the, if you ever get a chance to get on YouTube, and I don't know what it's called. It's just the fact that we're talking about Michael Jackson reminded me of this. YouTube, Steve Harvey's bit on Michael Jackson. Because Steve Harvey and Michael Jackson were really good friends. And they were talking to him about, you know, well, you're rich and Michael Jackson's rich. And he was telling them, Michael Jackson, a different kind of rich.
Right,
like, I'm rich. Michael Jackson's, I got giraffes rich. Michael Jackson is, I can dress like Sergeant Pepper rich. You know? So, but that's true. It's a good bit. It's a good bit. I would highly recommend people going and watching that. So, Beth, you get another one. You get back to back.
I
picks.
Do. So, my red song.
You have to pick red.
I do have to pick red. And my red song is All Red, the Blake Shelton version from 2002.
Now, Old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come.
So it's originally recorded by George Jones, this is the one I'm obviously familiar with. It came out when I was 12, I guess. Blake Shelton kind of considers this like his signature song. It's one of the most requested ones he gets. And he's had a lot of success since, but this song.
The name of his bar, isn't it?
Huh?
In Nashville, I think that's the name of his bar.
Yeah. So we had this country ballad detailing this prisoner devising his escape plan after he's sentenced to a 99-year term for murder. He caught his wife. It's like I saw Red. This man saw Red in a different way. He saw Red physically. So he caught his wife with another man. He killed one or both of them. And then he made friends with the warden, gets a job of taking care of the prize bloodhound, Old Red. And this dog is so good that the warden is like, test this dog. Go ahead. Do it. He's like, you might get past the gators. You might get past the quicksand, but not this dog. Not this dog, boy. And so... the narrator writes to his cousin, who brings a lady dog around. Nature takes its course. A dog's going to do what a dog's going to do. You know what I'm saying? goes back to our baby making songs from Father's Day. And so when they when the time is right, you know what I'm saying? It's the pheromones are doing whatever happens.
What pheromones do.
And the night that they let he runs, the narrator is like, I'm taking off. He knows that old Red is headed the opposite direction because he's trying to get to his love. So the last line of the song is, love got me in here and love got me out. So I like this song. It's a good ballad. It's got lots of good, it's kind of swampy and it's good country jam.
Yeah, and that's when Blake Shelton was doing country music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like his newer stuff. I could have picked Red Neck. I don't like that. I hate that very much, but that's why I didn't pick it.
So patronizing.
What?
That's that kind of stuff. That red.
Oh, yeah. It's pandering.
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad.
Yeah.
You know, the one I can't stand is Luke Bryan. He's the one I just can't stand. It's like he pukes his words.
Have you seen the comparisons? He might be a lovely man. I don't know. But have you seen the comparisons between him and it's either Beavis or Butthead. I don't know which one.
It's shocking.
It's like a real live version of that SNL skit that they just did, but it's not makeup.
It's shocking how close, really.
Yeah. But I digress. Heather.
Okay.
It's your last one.
Yep. It's my
Gotta be white.
It is. 1967 Procol Harum, Whiter Shade of Pale. Number 5 on Hot 100. Statistics, but the song has got them. It's has sold more than 10 million copies, has more than 1,000 cover versions. It's in the Grammy Hall of Fame. In 1977, the song was named joint winner with Bohemian Rhapsody for best British pop single from 1952 to 1977. That's a very
Okay.
25-year period.
Yeah. At the Brit Awards, it is the most played record by British Broadcasting in the past 70 years. It's number 57 on Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time. And it is reported as the most played song in public places in the last 75 years in Britain, in the UK. So it is inspired by Bach's air on the G string.
And so I'll play a little bit of that for you. One of the commentaries that I read about it said it creates the sense of box music without actually quoting it. It is played on a Hammond M102 organ. And so it doesn't, while it doesn't, you know, it's derived from box music. It's not an exact, you know, like I say, quoting of it. The lyrics have been analyzed a lot. There are several literary references that he makes. The guy that wrote the lyrics, Keith Reed, said, "I might have been smoking when I conceived it, but not when I wrote it. It was influenced by books, not drugs." So, okay. It references The Miller's Tale, Vestal Virgins. So I don't really know what obviously it was inspired by literature, but I don't know if he was smoking and reading. I don't know. But Lennon and McCartney both loved it. Brian Wilson imagined it, he says, as his own funeral march. He said, "Every time I hear it, I see my funeral." So pretty stellar songwriters appreciate it a lot. It is, in my opinion, it's the most haunting melody I've ever heard in rock music or pop music. The first time I heard it, it's actually written in C major. It's not in D minor, which is the saddest of all keys, but I do still want to weep instantly when I hear it. It evokes something in me. And obviously if it's that universally repeatedly played, it also affects other people clearly. So lots of stats behind that one, but I simply picked it because When I had to think of a white song, that was the first one that came to me.
And the vocal is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a version that is live. It's like at a big concert. And he's older when the guy. I don't even know if it was Procol Harum as a group or if it was just the lead singer. Because I think it was just one guy on a piano maybe.
Yeah.
At like a big festival deal. And he had his hair was white at this point.
I can't remember that guy's name.
But live and nailed every note. Mm-hmm. And just still his voice was crystal clear, you know. There's squeaking going on. But yeah, so this was my number two white song. Mm.
So another as is. Yep.
Yeah.
Song.
So I'm going to pick the last one, huh?
Yep.
And I have to pick Red. And so I went with a concept album. The title track from Redheaded Stranger.
Mm. Redheaded Stranger had eyes like thunder. And his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride. right on again.
So basically, the whole album is as bare bones as this song. There is very little accompaniment. It's almost all acoustic. He wanted the mixing and the vocals to be less than perfect. That was part of the design. The concept of the album is it tells the story of the redheaded stranger who is essentially a fugitive on the lam after he killed his wife and lover. I believe he's a preacher, and so it's kind of like the apostle in a way, which our dad was in the movie The Apostle, which was a Robert Duvall movie and probably my favorite movie that dad was in, honestly. It's a Wild West story, and Nelson kind of envisioned it sounding like a group of cowboys telling it over a campfire somewhere under the stars, and that's kind of the way that the whole thing came out, the whole album. So much so that when he turned the album over to the bigwigs at Columbia, the record label, they asked him, why are you turning in a demo? And Willie told him, ain't no demo. That's the finished product. So they sent Willie to New York to argue with him about it. They wanted him to talk to some executives up there. Willie took his ace in the hole, a man named Waylon Jennings. And they tried to get Willie Nelson to overdub it, add electrical instruments, basically turn it into a pop country album. And Waylon Jennings got very angry during the meeting. And he told the Columbia exec he was a tone-deaf, ten-eared son of a bitch. And Willie had complete creative control. And so he got his way. The album went out the way Willie wanted it to. And it went on to be one of the most critically acclaimed, critically celebrated albums in the history of country music. Because the entire concept was, this is a story being told under the stars. I mean, this is, if it sounds overproduced, then it's not going to sound like a bunch of cowboys telling this story through song. And Redheaded Stranger, in my opinion, I could have picked Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, which is also on this album. Those two songs in my opinion, Redheaded Stranger and Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain are the two strongest songs on the album. And it's classic Willie Nelson telling a story. And there are few people in country music that can tell a story through song as well as Willie does. And this is Willie Nelson, in my opinion, at his best in this album. And so that's why I selected Redheaded Stranger. So we do have now 9 songs, 3 from each color.
Yeah.
So what are they?
All right. Ben has drafted White Room, Blues Man, and Redheaded Stranger. Heather drafted I Saw Red, Blue Bayou, and Whiter Shade of Pale. And I drafted Devil with the Blue Dress On, Black or White, and Old Red.
So we got, I'm looking here, I see lots of country. I see lots of, there's rock in there. And that's basically what we got. We got rock and country.
We got the King of Pop. Yep.
Well, that's true. That's true. And we've got Linda Ronstadt is also kind of she's pop country and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of everything.
You know. So there's that. Songs that did not get selected. We did pick My Other White Song. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain was my other Willie Nelson song. That one got that red song got selected. Behind Blue Eyes was my third.
Which version?
Blue song. The Who. The Who. Little Red Corvette.
Yeah.
And White Wedding.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So, Beth, what were the ones? Did you have some that weren't selected?
Mm-hmm. Summertime Blues.
Oh,
the Alan Jackson.
Little Alan Jackson action, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Little Red Corvette, I also had. Mm-hmm. Blue by Eiffel 65. That's nostalgic for me. Mm-hmm.
Is that the blue? Body.
I love that song. White Horse by Chris Stapleton and Red Bird by Warren Barfield.
Heather? A lot of animals, a lot of colored animals.
Yeah. I also had Little Red Corvette.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. That probably would have been a shoot. Somebody would have selected it.
And my other red song was Redneck Woman.
Mm-hmm.
My other blue songs were I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues by Elton John. And Blue Morning, Blue Day by Foreigner.
Oh, we just had a conversation a couple episodes back about how much I like Foreigner.
And my other white songs, White Liar by Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
And White Lightning by George Jones.
There's another George Jones reference today. He was so close to making the list.
I know.
Okay, so we have 9 songs. We have to go from 9 songs to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
All right. So now, according to the rules we have set forth, we need at least 1 white, 1 red, 1 blue. And we need no more than 2 of any one color. So I don't know what the best way to do this is. I don't know if it would be easier to start eliminating 1 from each color or trying to just put 1 over from each color. I am open to suggestions. Or if there's one that we feel like we should go ahead and move that over.
Well, I guess we could take, that would probably help if we took each color and eliminated 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would definitely.
Okay, so we'll start with red. We got Redheaded Stranger, I Saw Red, and Old Red. Now, how do we do it?
Well, I would, in full disclosure, I Saw Red was my first red song.
Oh.
But it got selected.
Mm. Okay.
So I wouldn't want to eliminate that one. So we would either be eliminated Redheaded Stranger or Old Red. And I really like both songs, mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be messed up about either one of them making the cut. And like I think I Saw Red will be our red one because two of us had it as their number one red song.
Yeah,
but the one we don't eliminate still has a chance to get into the top 5. So
right.
Ultimately, I think because I'm going to like Redheaded Stranger and you're going to like Old Red, Heather's probably going to have to be the one to cut.
Yep.
Cut right there.
Well, do we have to cut right now or do
no.
we know?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
we'd have to cut.
We need
one
to go ahead
them.
And cut one of the. Because we can't have 3 reds.
Right.
So we can go ahead and eliminate 1 from conversation.
Probably. I like Old Red better.
Okay.
So, but we can make 2 moves here. We can go ahead and move I Saw Red to the top 5. It was both y'all's red song. So y'all are going to agree on that.
I would be in favor of that. Yeah.
So it can go for sure into the top 5, but we'll see if we have 2 red songs in the top 5.
Okay.
So look at us. We're doing it. All right. White. White Room, Whiter Shade of Pale, Black or White.
Okay, so full disclosure. My top two choices: White Room, Whiter Shade of Pale. Like, if I didn't get White Room, I wanted to get Whiter Shade of Pale.
And my top two were, well, Black or White and White Room were my top two white ones.
And
that
you,
complicates.
What did
that
you
is
have?
Complicated.
What, you had Whiter Shade of Pale, and what was your other white song?
White Liar and White Lightning.
So, wait. I had White Room. You had White Room. Mm-hmm. You did not have White Room. You had Whiter Shade of Pale. I had Whiter Shade of Pale.
She did not have.
You did not have Whiter Shade of Pale.
No.
Yep, that makes it tough.
Now it would be easy for y'all to say you both had White Room and Whiter Shade of Pale. But the case I will make is that in the past, and I don't, it was the, I think it might have been the Father's Day episode, for the sake of the diversity of the list, we've got a lot of rock in general we just talked about. We've got a lot of country that we just talked about in our nine. Black or White is one of the only songs that stands out from the packs on those. So if you eliminate that, you eliminate the option for some diversity on the list. And he's American, which you cannot say.
I hear what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I... I think that there is a really good chance, if we select White Room and Whiter Shade of Pale, that both of those white songs end up in the top five.
Really?
I think that there is a less of a chance. Like, if we eliminate Whiter Shade of Pale or White Room, I think it's less likely that Black or White gets in if it's the other white song. Does that make sense? You understand what I'm saying?
I hear that's your opinion.
Yes, it is my opinion, yes.
But I think it's better than any, almost any of the blue songs.
I don't know. Blues Man's a really good song.
Well, you would think that because you picked it.
I don't just would think that. I do.
Well, sure. I understand. That's your opinion. I mean, if that's what y'all are going to do, that's what y'all are going to do. But I don't
we
like.
We don't know. Heather has not.
I don't
Heather
like Whiter Shade of Pale.
Interesting. Interesting.
It's pretty enough.
Well, let's go to blue. Let's go to blue.
Well, we didn't.
I know, all right. But we're struggling with
all right. Man, so Blues Man, Blue Bayou, Devil with the Blue Dress.
I would probably eliminate Blue Bayou if it were me, of the three. Heather, which one would you get rid of?
Blues Man.
Beth, which one would you get rid of?
Blues Man.
Okay, so Blues Man's gone. Man, I hope White Room makes the cut. Otherwise, I don't have one left.
Well, okay, so out of Blue Bayou or Devil with the Blue Dress, can we agree which one to move over on?
Well, I would move over Devil with the Blue Dress.
As would I, obviously.
I'm outvoted.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now we need to go back to our white songs.
How many songs have we got total and how many spots?
We've got two. We've got our red song. We've got our blue song. We need to move at least one white song over, and then we can talk about the two extras.
Which white song would you cut? White or Shade of Pale?
Yeah.
Which white song would you cut?
Between.
Well, you're not going to cut White or Shade of Pale, no. So it would either be White Room or Black or White.
Black or White.
I would cut Black or White. So now which one do we want to move over for sure? We've got White Room and White or Shade of Pale, and I picked White Room. White Room was my first overall pick.
White Room was my third overall pick.
I'm outvoted again.
So we've got three songs over in the go list. We've got one red, one white, one blue.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they? I Saw Red.
I Saw Red, Devil with the Blue Dress, White Room.
So we've all got one. Things are progressing nicely and fairly.
All right.
In America today.
We have a red, white, and a blue left. Mm-hmm. We got to pick one to cut, basically. Blue Bayou, White or Shade of Pale, and Old Red.
I would cut Blue Bayou.
This is funny. I would cut White or Shade of Pale.
I would cut Old Red.
Wah, 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 wah. Really? We got to move how many over? Just one? There's one spot left or two?
Two spots left.
We have to cut one. Which one would you absolutely like to see moved over? The one that I would like to see moved over the most is White or Shade of Pale. Which one would you like to see moved over the most?
All Red.
Which one would you like to see moved over the most?
Oh my God. She ranked Blue Bayou ahead of White or Shade of Pale.
Then.
But I mean, White or Shade of Pale.
Where was Blue Bayou on your overall list, on your big list?
Oh gosh.
Number two?
White or Shade of Pale?
Was three.
Blue Bayou?
Two.
Number two. Oh. So, this is really getting weird. So, we all would cut a different song, and we all would keep a different song. So, our middle songs are all different, too.
Yeah. Okay, hear me out. We don't have any country.
We don't have any country in the top five? In the top three?
I Saw Red, Devil with the Blue Dress, White Room. Mm-hmm.
And so... We could... I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to cut White or Shade of Pale, because we're going to get one country song over. For sure.
Sure.
Because there's two country songs out of three, and there's two spots left. One of those two country songs must go over. You're that opposed to White or Shade of Pale?
Well, what else would you have me do?
Well, I mean, so...
There's no land in which... This works out for me.
Well, no, I mean, well,
unless one of y'all budge, honestly.
No, I mean, like, you would rather Blue Bayou go over than White or Shade of Pale.
Yes, but that doesn't. Because I feel like I don't know.
of those two, yes, I would pick Blue Bayou to go over.
To go over. I mean, because I would pick of the two, Old Red and Whiter Shade of Pale. Those are the two that I would pick. You would pick Blue Bayou and Whiter Shade of Pale. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could. I guess it doesn't really. It would just be. It would just be me acquiescing just to get my thing up. But, like, we're at a stalemate anyway. We all pick two different ones. I mean, I guess we – because you would cut Blue Bayou.
Yes, I would cut Blue Bayou, and I would move over Old Red and Whiter Shade of Pale.
Well.
That's what I would do.
I guess I could jump on board with that.
I mean, you know, look, I got no dog in the fight because – like, two of my songs were cut, like...
Well, okay. Yeah, because none of these are yours.
The first two songs we cut were mine. So, I was out of the running from the jump.
I mean, we could do... I guess I don't care that much.
But you would rather have Blue Bayou and Old Red.
No,
she would rather have Blue Bayou.
No, I know, but, like, if you had to choose one of your songs to go over... You would choose Blue Bayou.
Yeah.
Over Whiter Shade of Pale. So, I mean, it is like we're all, it's.
Why don't we just put both the country songs over? Because how you going like to have if, only one of the top five
because
of
if
the
I,
America
if I were
episode?
The one that I like the most is Whiter Shade of Pale.
Well.
Yeah. That's me, you know. So, like, if I was going to rank them, I would put Whiter Shade of Pale, Old Red, and then Blue Bayou.
Yeah.
If I understand you correctly, you would put over Old Red, Blue Bayou, Whiter Shade of Pale,
yeah.
And Heather would put in Blue Bayou, Whiter Shade of Pale, Old Red. So, like,
yeah, exactly.
We all have different ones, different twos, different threes.
Yes.
It's what we call an impasse.
Yeah.
Which is also a French word. So somebody's got to give. And I guess it could be me because I don't have a dog in the fight. Y'all are the only ones with songs left. Then the question is, do I want to give up on Old Red or Whiter Shade of Pale?
What if? Now this could be crazy. What if we just had a top six?
What if we had two sets of red, white, and blues?
Yeah, because
then
it's
I
not
feel
equal.
Like we're cheating. Then I feel like we're taking the easy way out. How about this? I would have to look. And I feel like this is something I should know. There are 13 stripes on the American flag. Mm-hmm. Either red has 7 or white does. And I'm not sure which one.
Okay.
If it's red, we could move over Old Red. if white has 7, but I'm pretty sure red has the most.
Yeah, it's the top and the
it's
bottom.
It's the top and the bottom.
I mean, it's decided by America. Basically, Betsy Ross is making the decision.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it were me, I would move over Whiter Shade of Pale and Old Red. But that's me.
I mean, I guess I don't care that much Blue Bayou versus Whiter Shade of Pale. And I guess I could... just change mine. It doesn't really matter.
If we eliminated, there's only one space for blue on the flag.
So we're
now it's a really big space.
Yeah. So
one blue and then the stripes. Sure.
So we're cutting Blue Bayou? Is that what we're doing?
Sure.
You get two on the list. Mm-hmm. I only got one. We eliminated my two like bang, bang. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that because that's kind of what I wanted.
Kind of?
Well, after we eliminated Blues Man, that's exactly what I wanted. So that's fine.
Okay. Now, we got to rank them.
Oh.
I Saw Red, Devil with the Blue Dress, White Room, Whiter Shade of Pale, All Red.
I would. White Room would be number one for me.
I mean, that was my number three overall.
You didn't have White Room.
No. Oh.
My number two would be...
I Saw Red would be number one for me.
My number two would be... Whiter Shade of Pale. Those were my one and two, White Room and Whiter Shade of Pale. And then the next one that I have is I Saw Red.
I didn't have that one, but I like it. What? I can't hear anything. This is harder than I thought.
Well, what one? Which one barely got over onto the top five? Old Red and
Whiter Shade of Pale.
So those probably need to be four or five, don't you think?
Yeah, we definitely easily chose the first three. And y'all would put Whiter Shade of Pale ahead of Old Red.
I would.
Mm-hmm. You both would, I'm sure.
So then that leaves us with a top three of White Room, I Saw Red, and...
Devil with the Blue Dress.
Devil with the Blue Dress.
Well, this is interesting. Because we both had White Room. Mm-hmm. Y'all both had I Saw Red.
Mm-hmm.
So, Devil with the Blue Dress would be three.
Probably going to end up being three. So then it comes down to White Room or I Saw Red, which means you're going to have to pick because... Yeah, I think so, because White Room is mine, and I Saw Red is hers.
Oh, well.
And I mean, I had White Room before I Saw Red, and she had I Saw Red before, because she didn't have White Room at all.
Oh, well, I had White Room, but I didn't have I Saw Red.
So you want to put White Room one?
Yeah.
Good choice. Jeez. So we have a top five.
Okay. Our Red, White, and Blue songs.
America.
American extravaganza that we've had today that we didn't talk about America that much. We talked about France. We talked about France. So our Red, White, and Blue flags songs. Thanks for sending us the Statue of Liberty. We still love her. The final ranking, Red, White, and Blue songs. Number one, White Room. Two, I Saw Red. Three, Devil with the Blue Dress. Four, Whiter Shade of Pale. Five, Old Red.
Classic. How many of those were done by American or American groups?
I Saw Red.
Okay. Cream was British. Mm-hmm. At least some of them were. They may have been American. May have been. I don't know.
But I know American.
That, do what? Who?
Warrant is American.
Warrant is American.
The Devil with the Blue Dress people are American.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Whiter Shade.
Blake Shelton is Blake, American.
Yeah. So three more than three out of five. Yeah, more than half.
That's not bad. Yeah. And we are a land of immigrants, so everyone's welcome.
A great American melting pot. Yeah.
Have you heard that we're more like a salad bowl?
Yes, I have heard that. And it is a better analogy.
Yeah. That's true. So that's it. Everyone's welcome in America.
Depending on what part of America.
Yeah.
Revisit.
So, yeah, good list. Good list. Hope everyone had a safe. We just hope you have all your fingers and toes. Because we know some people don't do fireworks the right way. We hope you stayed safe. And because if you don't have all your fingers and toes, particularly your fingers, you may not be able to work your podcast.
That's right.
And we need you to be able to do that because we need your listens. And so.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, find us on all those social media platforms, X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, possibly, YouTube, definitely. Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
I think that's all of them. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Go America.
Of course.
Sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
R.I.P.
As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Joining us on the Music List podcast, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.